Now, we're going to start off this morning by discussing aviation because, firstly, last week saw the publication of by Shannon Group of their annual report. A very difficult 2020, of course. Just over 352,000 passengers flew through Shannon last year. That's a 79% decrease in 2019. And there was a 92% reduction in April to December compared with the same months the year before. Of course, that's once everything changed. In publishing this report, the CEO of Shannon Group, Mary Considine, called for the implementation of a clear roadmap to recovery for the aviation sector as the group focuses on recovery and rebuilding in what they expect will be another difficult year for both aviation and tourism. Now, shortly before coming on air this morning, I spoke with Mary Considine as she and others both inside and outside of the aviation sector make calls for it to be entitled or to be given a roadmap for recovery, a return plan, shall we say, for planes to get back into the skies in meaningful numbers. I begin by asking Ms. Considine, however, if this at this moment was really practical, given the number of unknowns that still exist with regards to COVID-19, both at home and in particular abroad.
Well, I suppose at this stage, recognising, Gavin, the improving public health outcomes, the reducing risk levels and the rollout of the vaccination programmes in Ireland and indeed the countries that we're linked to by air, all of these should facilitate the reopening of the international aviation. And our whole economy is so dependent on it. And I suppose as an industry, we have come together. We've presented a plan for the reopening of aviation to government. We met with the ministers in early March and presented the finalised plan in April. And I think it sets out very clear criteria for the reopening, very conscious of protecting public health. But our economy is so reliant on aviation. And indeed, if you look to our tourism economy, which is so important to this part of the country, 75% of Ireland's tourism economy is dependent on international visitation. And 90% of those visitors come by air. So it's really important to hundreds of businesses and tens of thousands of jobs that we reopen the inbound market.
What does that plan that you discussed, what does it look like in broad terms? How can you bring aviation back safely?
Well, what it does, it sets out the criteria a little bit like the traffic light system last year that Ireland would adopt. The EU digital passport system, that there would be clear criteria for travellers that have been vaccinated, have recovered from COVID, or indeed had a negative test for COVID. So it's putting the criteria in place so that we're all clear on what's required to open. And the industry, it's not like just flicking on a light switch and that we can open up our doors next week. You know, aircraft have to be certified, crews have to be brought back. So there's a lead time to reopening aviation. And, you know, Ireland would have been punching above our weight in aviation historically. I think we're now falling behind the curve and we do really need to set out a clear roadmap because there are so many dependent factors on this.
When you say we're falling behind the curve, in what way and how damaging is that?
Well, it's such a vital industry that if you damage the industry, if we lose airline capacity, it's not easily restored. And I suppose we're very, very conscious as an airport in the regions that if you lose, if services are hard won. And it takes many years to put new services in place. And there is no guarantee, even when aviation reopens, that we're going to get anything back to like the normal levels of activity that we had in 2018, 2019, anytime soon. And indeed, as you and I have spoken about previously, Gavin, all the indications are that airlines and aviation are going to take some time to recover. The forecasts from Eurocontrol and ACI are all looking at a recovery period that will be 2025 before we get back to normal levels of activity. And that's assuming that the vaccine rollout goes to plan and we open up aviation in the second half of this year, which is only July, which is getting very, very close. So there's a huge amount of assumptions even underpinning getting back in 2025. So we need to be very conscious of that and that we can't take the connectivity that this country and that we had for granted.
Do you feel like it is being taken for granted? You mentioned how you presented your plan to government a month ago. Now the digital passport's been discussed for several months, and Ireland isn't exactly top of the line when it comes to signing up for that system.
Well, I think we're a little bit more optimistic in that, last week we saw the alleviation of many of the restrictions for the domestic economy for within the country, and we're seeing the easing of restrictions and the opening up of some of our hospitality sector over the course of June, and hopefully into July the rest of it. So that gives some confidence, and if that goes well, we're hoping the government will give a clear indication to the aviation industry later this month of their intentions for reopening international aviation. But I suppose we're calling very hard on them now that we do need certainty, and we need, I suppose, that clear plan adopted so we're all clear on what we need to do and when things are to happen.
You need that, as you mentioned and indicated already, you need that lead-in time to prepare for this. Is the summer period a washout already, or when do you think there might be planes returning to the skies in, it won't be normal numbers, but in, shall we say, decent numbers?
Well, we're hoping that if there is an easing on international travel and lifting of restrictions, and again subject to all the protocols being in place, that there may be some travel later this summer. Ryanair, as you know, announced last Christmas that they were recommencing their base at Shannon for the summer. They announced 14 routes at the time. Since then, they've added the route to Corfu. So they have 15 routes on sale from Shannon from June. Now, that is all dependent on the restrictions. It's at reduced capacity. We would be hopeful that there would be some level of operations for the summer, but it is all dependent on what the measures and the restrictions that are in place at the time. Similarly, Aer Lingus, they're waiting as well for clarity around the roadmap for reopening. And if we get that, we would be confident that there would be some level of activity towards the latter end of the summer. But, there's huge variables there, huge uncertainty still.
You mentioned Aer Lingus. They're committed to Shannon in your eyes?
Well, they have their all the indications from Aer Lingus is that they're awaiting the lifting restrictions, and they're hoping to be back in Shannon on both the UK and Transatlantic once we get clarity.
Okay, because obviously that was raised recently by Clare County Council, but it again speaks to your need for decisions to come from government, from Dublin, to allow for clarity, to allow you and airlines and your partners make plans.
Absolutely. Like, there's no doubt but 2021 will be another difficult year for aviation and tourism after a very, very difficult and challenging 2020. But I think there is an opportunity now. There is public health, thankfully, things are looking much, much more positive there. So we are hoping that with the right measures and the restart plan put in place, that we will see a resumption of international travel later on in the summer. And that is really critical, because we need to bring back that key connectivity for both business and tourism, and indeed all the jobs, in the airport and in this region reliant on that.
Just finally then, you mentioned how it will be a number of years before aviation returns to pre-pandemic levels. How is Shannon equipped for its recovery on that front? I would have concerns that airlines will look to consolidate on, if they're going to pick a route into Ireland, they'll pick Dublin, for example, over some of the other airports, that perhaps the choppy waters ahead could be particularly choppy for the likes of Shannon. What's your assessment?
It will be very challenging for Shannon, not only for Shannon, but for all airports in the regions, and that's why we, as part of the Task Force for the Recovery of Aviation, set out a clear criteria and conditions for to support the restoration of services back into the regions. Included in that is support for the airports, but crucially support for the airlines, because they've lost huge amount of money since the onset of the pandemic, and they will be needed to need financial support to restore those routes.
More than what we've seen so far, including for Shannon?
Absolutely. What has been given so far, and really welcome and really important supports to the industry in the form of the cross-sectoral supports, the wage support and the capital funding for the airport, and they are really welcome. But I think what is going to be crucial to restore connectivity is support for the routes, either through the airports where we can incentivise the airlines or directly to the airlines. And indeed, there will be a requirement for increased funding for Tourism Ireland. Tourism Ireland themselves are calling for a doubling of their budgets over the period of the recovery to try and bring back those inbound markets to position Ireland again as the key destination for international tourism, and indeed support the airlines to bring those visitors into the regions. And that will be really important as part of the recovery plan for aviation.
Okay. And would it be advantageous for Shannon to have a chairperson in place to push its case going forward? I know we're reporting this morning that position's being re-advertised.
Well, that is a matter for government, and we have, as you know, a board in place who have been very supportive and worked very closely with the management team right through the pandemic, because it's been a really challenging time for the industry. So we do understand that the minister and the department are about to kick off a process to fill that role.
That's Mary Considine, Shannon Group CEO. We spoke shortly before coming on air this morning.